Saturday, July 19th. Commemoration of St. Vincent de Paul. The Epistle from the First Letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 9 through 14. Brethren, we are made a spectacle to the world, and to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honorable, but we without honor. Even unto this hour we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no fixed abode. And we labor, working with our own hands. We are reviled, and we bless. We are persecuted, and we suffer it. We are blasphemed, and we entreat. We are made as the refuse of this world, the offscouring of all, even until now. I write not these things to confound you, but I admonish you as my dearest children, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Haydock Commentary. It is evident from the writings of St. Paul and from innumerable other records that the apostles were made a spectacle to the world and to men. But how, someone may perhaps ask, were they made a spectacle to angels? St. John Chrysostom thinks that the apostle is here speaking of the good angels who behold with pleasure the labors and afflictions of the saints, knowing that it will prove a source of glory. Some others are of opinion that the wicked angels are here spoken of, who rejoice at the persecution of God's servants and wish to revenge themselves for the destruction of their empire. St. Paul here insinuates to the Corinthians that they ought to blush with shame for neglecting the apostles who had suffered so many hardships for them, to follow after teachers void of honor, and to glory in being called the disciples of such men. I admonish you as my dearest children of what is for your good, and I may take this liberty as being your spiritual father in Christ, by whom you were first made Christians. The Gospel from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. At that time the Lord appointed also other 72, and he sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself was to come. And he said to them, The harvest indeed is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he send laborers into his harvest. Go, behold, I send you as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. Into whatsoever house you enter, first say, Peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon him. But if not, it shall return to you. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they have, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Remove not from house to house, and into what city soever you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say to them, The kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. From the Great Commentary of Cornelius a Lapide. As Moses at the beginning of his leadership chose elders or princes for the 12 tribes of Israel, and afterwards, by reason of the increase of the people and of the cares of government, made a further choice of 6 from each tribe, that is, of 72, to act as rulers, so Christ ordained that each tribe should have its apostle, and 6 presbyters or elders, for such were these disciples who were commanded to go throughout all Judea, preaching that the kingdom of God and of Christ was nigh, and confirming their preaching by miracles, so that the work of the apostles might be furthered and spread. This number was mystically prefigured by the 72 translators of the Septuagint, and by the men of the elders of the people whom Moses chose in Numbers 11:16, and by the number of the Sanhedrin, and by the wells and palm trees of Elim. See Exodus 15:27. Again, the 72 disciples, says Venerable Bede, answer to the 72 nations of the world, as if Christ had appointed to each nation its own disciple or teacher. For St. Augustine, St. Jerome, and others hold that after the confusion of tongues at Babel, mankind was divided into 72 nations and languages. The fathers teach that the bishops are the successors of the apostles, and priests of the 72 disciples. Although in the early days of the church, says Bede, both the one and the other were called presbyters or bishops, in the one case to signify the ripeness of their wisdom, in the other case their zeal in the pastoral office. Jesus wished to make himself known to the Jews as the Messiah and to offer them salvation through faith in him. Therefore, as he was himself unable to go throughout their towns and cities because the time of his departure was now nigh at hand, he chose the 70 to go before him and heal the sick, that the minds of his countrymen might be prepared to acknowledge him as the Christ and to receive at his hands pardon and forgiveness. But he kept the 12 apostles with him to witness to his life and that they might also assist him in ministering to the necessities of those who waited on his teaching, and learn how in their turn they should labor for the conversion of the world. They went two by two for these reasons. One, that the one might aid and support the other, and that if one were weary or from any cause unable to carry on the work, the other might take his place. Two are better than one, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth. Ecclesiasticus 4:9. Wherefore Pachomius rules, if the superior permit, let him take a trustworthy companion and then go forth to visit a brother or a neighbor. Let no one be sent on any business unless another go with him. St. Augustine writes, when ye are journeying, walk together. When at your journey's end, together rest. And so rule all the other founders of the religious orders. 2. That one may always have in the other a witness to his life and an adviser and guide. Experience teaches us that they who are associated together two by two rarely or never are tempted to sins of impurity, but those who are alone lay themselves open to accusations of evil, even if they have not actually fallen away. Hence St. Thomas was wont to say, a monk away from his brethren is an act of evil. St. Augustine rules, when ye are in a church, or wheresoever there are women, let each protect the other's modesty. For thus God, who dwelleth in you, will protect you from yourselves. St. Jerome enjoins, if in the exercise of the priestly office thou art called upon to visit a widow or a virgin, enter not the house alone, and again abide not alone with any woman, unless in the presence of a witness. Even Seneca says, solitude tempts us to every evil, and as a corrective adds, without doubt it is profitable to place a guard over thyself so as to have someone to look to, someone to be acquainted with the very thoughts. And he adds, do everything as if there was someone beholding thy actions, and most sins would be avoided if a man had a witness beside him when he was about to sin. The Emperor Justinian decrees that monks should go about in company to bear witness to each other's integrity. And Pope Lucian decrees, we exhort you for reputation's sake, that according to the rule of our Holy Church, ye always take with you priests and deacons as witnesses of your life and conversation. For although ye may have a conscience void of offense, yet because of evilly disposed men, it behooveth you, as the Apostle saith, to have a good report amongst them that are without. 1 Timothy 3:7. St. Thomas of Canterbury, a man of great sanctity and wisdom, says, I who have been for 30 years a bishop know how true is the saying, woe to him that is alone. For I have frequently heard of fearful dangers and fearful scandals having befallen those who either in public or private affect a solitary life, evils into which they would not have fallen had they not shunned the companionship of their fellow men. 3. That their preaching might be more powerful to persuade. At the mouth of two or three witnesses shall the matter be established. Deuteronomy 19:15. So we find Christ and his apostles constantly acting on this rule. For Christ sent two of his disciples, Peter and John, to loose the ass and to prepare the Passover. After the resurrection, Clopas and a companion went to Emmaus. In like manner, we find Peter and John often associated together. They both run to the sepulchre, they go up together to pray at the ninth hour, and both are sent to Samaria by the apostles. So Paul and Barnabas were separated for the work of the Holy Spirit, Silas and Judas, surnamed Barsabbas, sent to Antioch, and Paul and Silas to Syria. And according to the universal belief of the Church, Enoch and Elijah will reappear in the time of Antichrist as witnesses to the truth. Figuratively, St. Gregory says, the Lord sent his disciples two by two to preach, because the precepts of charity are two, the love of God and the love of our neighbor, and charity cannot exist without at least two, and thereby he silently suggests to us that he who has not loved to another ought not to undertake the office of preaching. God led Israel out of Egypt by the hands of Moses and Aaron. Joshua and Caleb also united together to appease the people. Hence, a brother aided by a brother is as a fortified city. So two by two the animals entered into the ark, unclean by natural generation, but cleansed by the sacrament of the church, by the spiritual grace attendant on the preaching of the disciples. He sent them into every city and place whither he himself would come, mystically signifying, as St. Gregory says, that the Lord himself attends on his preachers. For the words of the preacher persuade men of the truth, and make their hearts ready to be the abiding place of Christ. Hence Isaiah says, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight a highway for our God. And the psalmist, make a way for him who ascendeth upon the west, the Lord is his name. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves, that by your innocent and holy lives, through the power of my grace working in you, you may change the wolf into the lamb, that is, convert evil men from the error of their way. Fear not, therefore, for under my protection no harm can befall you. For as St. Ambrose says, the good shepherd takes care that the wolves do his flock no harm. Carry neither purse for money nor scrip for food, for the shepherd will supply both if needful. He commands them to look to him who sent them for the necessities of life. For the preacher ought to have such trust in God that, although unprovided with the expenses of their present life, he should be convinced that they will not fail him, lest while his mind is taken up with things temporal, he should be less mindful of things eternal. Do not turn aside to salute your friends or to commune with your acquaintances, but avoid all such delays and devote yourselves entirely to the preaching of my gospel. Christ means not that his disciples should uncourteously refuse a passing salutation. He only forbids those formal greetings which are hindrances to the ministry and causes of offense. So writes St. Ambrose, who here alludes to the command of Elijah, "If thou meet any man, salute him not, and if any salute thee, answer him not again." The laborer is worthy of his hire. By hire we must understand not money or its equivalent, but food and nourishment, for the preaching of the kingdom of heaven is above price. Hence St. Augustine says, "What do they receive? They bestow spiritual gifts, they receive carnal. They give gold, they receive that which is worthless." Therefore it is clear that the apostles should live by the gospel, and that their hearers were bound by every law, natural and divine, to support them. They were forbidden then to carry either purse or scrip, because God put it into the hearts of those that attended on their teaching to provide for all their wants. St. Gregory says, "He who forbids us to carry scrip or purse ordains that we should live of the gospel, because it is fitting that we should receive earthly things from those to whom we offer heavenly rewards." And again, Christ shows why he bade his disciples carry neither scrip nor purse, not because these things are unneeded, but in order to teach that it was the duty of those to whom they were sent to supply them.